USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wild weather impacting much of the nation as people across New York and New Jersey are cleaning up today after severe storms yesterday with wind gusts as high as 65 miles an hour. This woman in Teaneck, New Jersey says a tree came down on her home.
Listen, we're in the middle of unprecedented crisis, right? So for me, I'm just focusing on the fact that at least it's during the daytime and, you know, when I can still see to gather candles and be prepared for later on.
From Texas to Maine, half a million homes and businesses have no power this morning because of those storms. Arkansas, the hardest hit, as more than 106,000 homes and businesses are currently without power. The coronavirus has now infected nearly 2 million people around the world, and nearly 120,000 people have died, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your product to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The United Food and Commercial Workers Union is pushing for safety changes after 5 grocery workers in Michigan died after being exposed to the coronavirus. The union says workers are being exposed to it nationwide, and at least 30 have died across the country. Union officials want the federal government to provide personal protective equipment to grocery workers the same way that PPE has been going to first responders and medical workers. Anchor Chris Cuomo is lashing out against his employer, CNN. The longtime host went off on his Sirius XM radio show, bashing his primetime gig and criticizing President Trump. Cuomo said his battle with COVID-19 has made him rethink his values and question his position as a public figure. Speaking about his job as the host of CNN's Cuomo Prime Time, he said he doesn't want to spend his time trafficking ridiculous stories and wants to stop analyzing President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Korea's military saying North Korea fired a number of suspected cruise missiles towards the sea on Tuesday. The test coming one day before parliamentary elections in South Korea and a day before the 108th birthday of North Korea founder Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of the current leader Kim Jong-un. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the missiles were fired from the east coast of the Korean Peninsula and came down in the Sea of Japan. North Korea is under United Nations sanctions against its banned weapons programs. Oklahoma could soon perform coronavirus tests on everyone who dies in the state. The state medical examiner's office saying testing everyone who dies for COVID-19 would give health officials a better look at the number of cases statewide. Officials telling reporters the medical examiner's office needs more than 8,000 kits to do coronavirus testing for the next year. TV host Ryan Seacrest is making a generous donation to aid first responders in Los Angeles as well as New York City during the global health crisis. Seacrest is putting up $1 million to coronavirus relief efforts. 3/4 of the money will be going to the First Responders Children's Foundation, which will be used to help house and feed 200 first responders with New York City Fire Department and EMTs. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.